Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington on Liberty Broadcasting, the American Christian Network affiliate. And that's 96.5 FM and AM 630, and of course our live stream provided by ACN. All right, Lady Liberty, good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash, or call me
Thrash
Thursday.
Em. Oh, and but first, remember to lift those folks up in your prayer that are in the wake of Hurricane Idalia. Now hundreds of thousands of people without power, totally grid down, and it's on for them. DeSantis, though, man, he's got maybe 5 million gallons of fuel, I think, but 27,000 power company, linemen, workers, responders standing by. And they're already jumping in and recovering. But that's what a night and day difference between Florida and Hawaii.
No kidding. I mean, somebody that can actually not even understand the weight of a situation, but can respond ahead of time. You know what
right.
I mean? Where he's not waiting to do some horrible aftermath cleanup because he couldn't get his act together enough to prevent anything or actually even get decent help there once it did happen.
Well, you could say, okay, all fairness, they had 2 days, 3 days warning of this hurricane. With the fire in Lahaina, they had no warning.
Right.
But the thing burned for hours and hours. I mean, as soon as you realize this is out of control, the town's on fire, you get all your fire boats en route. I mean, they could be fighting the fire from, and the Coast Guard, they should have had every boat out there pulling people out of the water.
Right.
Well, and everyone, all hands on deck to the rescue.
And especially since it is so suspicious at this point that all of the resources that could have put out the fire or prevented so much of the damage, it's suspicious that they were all blocked. It was also suspicious that the road loaded full of cars was blocked.
Yes.
That the people couldn't escape or get out. And so everything about it is just pure suspicious. And, people are also wondering and investigating now why all the blue things didn't burn. And for instance, other pictures where you see a single vehicle sitting several hundred yards away from where the fire was burning in the middle of a green field, and that car is completely melted to nothing.
Right. But nothing around it.
Nothing
burned.
Around it for a couple hundred yards is even touched.
Yeah, there's a picture of a car sitting in like a gravel big parking area by itself, and it's burned to toast and nothing else around it burned.
Right. And so there's been some recent investigation into lasers and microwave lasers, if there apparently there's such a thing.
Directed energy weapons.
Yes. Yeah. And showing that lasers typically don't burn things that are blue. They have a hard time burning things that are white also, but they will eventually burn. But things that are blue just flat out don't burn.
Right.
In laser exposure. And so here you have striking pictures of everything roasted to pretty much ashes, except for a standing blue thing.
Or a blue, the house with the blue roof.
Yeah.
Or the blue car in the middle of all these burnt cars. And it's, I mean, I'm skeptical to go, I mean, it's a level of depravity that I can't comprehend.
Right.
To agree with the notion that directed energy weapons could have been used to intentionally exacerbate this fire, or selectively. But when you see aerial footage of burned houses with trees and foliage all around it that are not burned, or when you see the car sitting in the middle of a field, nothing around it burned, but it's melted.
Right.
You can't
not ask serious questions.
Right. I mean, I can't, what's the word? Not rectify that in my mind. I can't. balancing the books. You can't even
you can't even give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, anyway, it's
and
the word,
and so we've got but, a we've got a clip after the break that we'll get to that this is just perfect. It's from it's the press conference with Jean-Pierre and what they're asking her and how she's explaining Biden's response is just classic. So we'll get to that after the break.
Yeah.
And so, boy, we had certainly better get, well, we've got quite a bit for after the break.
Yes.
So.
And quite a bit before the break.
Yeah.
Including the word of the day, which we're looking very much forward to.
That's right. Okay, so let's just jump right into the word of the day, which comes to us from 2 Kings verses 30 through 37, which read under the title, Jezebel's Violent Death.
Mm.
Now when Jehu had come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she put paint on her eyes and adorned her head and looked through a window. Then as Jehu entered at the gate, she said, "Is it peace, Zimri? Murderer of your master?" And he looked up at the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" So two or three eunuchs looked out at him. Then he said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down, and some of her blood spattered on the wall and on the horses, and he trampled her underfoot. And when he had gone in, he ate and drank. Then he said, "Go now, see to this accursed woman and bury her, for she was a king's daughter." So they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Therefore they came back and told him, and he said, "This is the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, On the plot of ground at Jezreel, dogs shall eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the corpse of Jezebel shall be as refuse on the surface of the field in the plot at Jezreel, so that they shall not say, Here lies Jezebel." And that's
wow.
It.
Wow.
And wow, that was what God said would happen.
Yes.
And also, you know, it's interesting that that's what happened to Jezebel, but also what happened to Ahab, her husband, was
yes.
He was killed in battle in his chariot. And just like the Lord had described about his death also, he said that his blood would be washed at the pool of Samaria and that the dogs would drink that from the pool of Samaria.
Yeah.
And
dogs would drink his blood.
Yep. And so just the fact that you know, when the Lord talks about things like in Proverbs where he says a dog returns to his vomit, you know, he typically is describing something he is just reviling to him.
Yes.
You know, that if the dogs are involved, then oof, watch out. You know, God is disgusted by that.
And we love dogs, but they are the nastiest creatures. The stuff they eat and drink and do is just
dogs,
vile.
We love
how,
dogs.
How
dogs
they end
are
up
awesome.
Being man's best friend, cute and cuddly, faithful and loyal.
They're the best. Dogs, cats, I'm an animal lover big time. And so but it is interesting that he always refers to, you know, when something is just disgusting, it has something to do with the dogs every time.
Whenever a dog's mentioned, it's usually not a pretty picture.
It's not good. Yeah. Right. Well, and, you know, the interesting part there also is there's some historical things that have happened in that area since then.
And these were wicked, vile people.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The worst of the worst. I mean, this is, you know, the worshiping false gods, child sacrifice. I mean, every imaginable wicked, evil thing you can imagine is these people were involved in.
Right. Well, and see here, there's some archaeological things that happened around the time of this happening that are kind of interesting to note. It says here that Jehu at Calah near Nineveh, Layard, in 1845 through 49, found in ruins of the palace of Shalmaneser a block of black stone 7 feet high covered with reliefs and inscriptions depicting his exploits. It is called the Black Obelisk, now in British Museum. In second line from the top on this obelisk is a figure with marked Jewish features kneeling at the feet of the king, and above it this inscription that says, "The tribute of Jehu, son or successor of Omri. Silver, gold, bowls of gold, chalices of gold, cups of gold, vases of gold, lead, scepter for the king, and spear shafts I have received." Which is true, because that was what Jehu gave to as tribute to the king of Nineveh.
Oh, and right.
So there it is, found in an archaeological dig back there in 1845 to
49. Extra biblical archaeological proof of this account.
Exactly.
Or reference to the
account. Exactly. That's what we keep saying.
Yeah.
The Bible, you can count on it for truth. This is, it's a history book of, which is different than most other history books, because the Bible is a history book specifically geared toward God's interaction with humanity,
yes,
throughout history.
Right.
And you can take it to the bank that it's true, because archaeology keeps proving it over and over. And like, here's another one. Jezebel painted her eyes, in that you can find in 2 Kings 9:30 that we just read, an expedition sponsored by Harvard University, Hebrew University of Jerusalem, British School of Archaeology, and Palestine Exploration Fund in 1908 to 1910, found in Samaria, in the ruins of Ahab's ivory house, saucers, small stone boxes in which Jezebel mixed her cosmetics.
Wow.
They had a number of small holes to contain the various colors: coal, K-O-H-L, for black, turquoise for green, ochre for red, and a central depression for mixing. They still had traces of red in them when they were found. Isn't that interesting? And so yeah, some very fantastic archaeological backup. And there's more here. We don't have time to read it.
Right.
And so it's just interesting that over and over again, everything you read in the Bible can be found in archaeology, and more keeps being revealed all the time.
Yeah, it really occurred. These are not mythical stories or just made up, fanciful writings, these by men.
Right.
I mean, this is the written word of God, and these accounts are
true,
provable.
Well, and how this relates to today, you know, here we've got horrifying child trafficking that the elites are doing. I mean, the Clintons are known for being part of Epstein Island, part of the Lolita Express, part of all sorts of stuff like this. And look at where they are today, trying to make one world government, just like, you know, all of the demonic predecessors throughout the Bible. And this last archaeological note, I'm going to have to include this. It says Megiddo. In Megiddo, in the stratum of Ahab and Jezebel's time, jars were found containing remains of children that had been sacrificed to Baal,
yep,
illustrating the horrible nature of Baal worship. And so we have the same thing going on today with the human trafficking and,
right,
the child butchery.
Yeah.
And so,
and the things that we're learning that happened on Epstein Island and the adrenochrome and drawing of down of their blood.
That's right.
Stem cell, organ, organ harvesting.
Yes.
It's as bad as we suspect.
Right. And look at how God handled their deaths. He made sure they were violent. Because these were, Baal worship was exceedingly horrific.
Absolutely. They died in the most undignified ways.
Absolutely.
You know, which was apropos for, yep, the type of lives that they lived.
No kidding.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's some eye-opener, very revealing reading. And also, thanks for that little archaeological dig that you did there.
Yeah, so, interesting stuff.
Yeah. All right. And that was from 2 Kings.
That was 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 30 through 37.
Yeah. Amazing story. Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Yep. Praise God.
Well, let's take a break here real quick. The segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. This is The Morning Commute. We'll be back right after this. Stay there, Patriots.
I will also ask the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message.
In the schools, textbooks are rewritten to tell the communist version of
every
history.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply
to
have
change
a
the meaning of words like religion and duty and democracy. The communists set out to brainwash the people.
Do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
14-year-old Polish children learn from textbooks like these.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Our website is radiofreeredoubt.com. Click on the Donate tab to find out how you can help support us if you want to help keep us on the air. We are overwhelmingly listener-supported, and thank you. God bless you for those of you who have stepped up to help with our airtime fund, which you can see by the details by clicking on that thermometer there on the right side of the page, which now I have to update. Add a couple more donations to that. Thank you. And, of course, your regular support is greatly appreciated and necessary. So just $5 or $10 or $20 a month, any amount that won't put you in a bind but will all add up to help us, we're grateful. All right, well, Lady Liberty, what do you got?
I've got
a couple things I know you do, too.
Since this is Thrash Economy Thursday, you know, we've got this clip here from Trump who is describing Crooked Joe Biden is a Manchurian candidate. Listen to what he has to say.
Joe Biden is totally controlled by China, Ukraine, and various other countries. They know everything about him, all of his misdeeds, and there are many. He's a corrupt person. He's a compromised president who is leading our country to... In the true sense, and I don't know if you know what this means, he is a Manchurian candidate. Trust me in that. It's not good.
There's some truth right there.
Absolutely. And so for those of you that don't know necessarily the definition of a Manchurian candidate, he couldn't be more correct. It says, by definition, it's a person, especially a politician, being used as a puppet by an enemy power. Hmm. The term is commonly used to indicate disloyalty or corruption, whether intentional or unintentional. And originally, this term comes from the book, The Manchurian Candidate, and it was a 1959 political thriller by Richard Condon. The book details a conspiracy where a U.S. soldier, Raymond Shaw, is captured during the Korean War and brainwashed by Chinese and Soviet agents. His brainwashing is later activated by the communists to lead Shaw to assassinate a U.S. presidential candidate so that his running mate, Senator Iselin, will win overwhelming support. So, wow, that's exactly what Trump is referring to, especially that this puppet, this communist-controlled puppet,
absolutely corrupt,
is trying to assassinate a presidential candidate that is his running mate. I mean, wow.
Yeah, and of course, you know, political assassination, character assassination, legal assassination.
That's right.
And, you know, these people in the deep state are so wicked, I would not be surprised that they try to actually kill him. Somebody does.
Well, that's what we're talking about with Gaddafi-ing somebody.
Right.
They already did that to Gaddafi.
Yes. And here, you know, anyway, the other thing, too, that he mentioned is being owned by Ukraine.
Right.
And here's another, speaking of Thrash Economy Thursday, the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, is threatening to not hold elections unless the United States and the European Union send $135 million to pay for the election.
Wow.
Right. And wow. So, if we don't cough it up, then no elections. So it's up to you guys. You know what? We need to pull the plug on that long ago.
You know, one of our listeners pointed out something very, very important. He said, obviously, Biden could care less about Hawaii because, you know, and be sending $250 million to Ukraine because
Right. Basically
everything he sends to Ukraine is a money laundering venture that pours it all right back into Biden's own pocket. And so, of course, he's going to send money to Ukraine because it's essentially going through the middleman to his own bank account. And that's what communists do.
That's what people are pointing to as evidence that that's what's happening.
Right.
And of course, it matches with the character of these people.
Right. And so, of course, he has no interest in sending money to Hawaii because none of it goes to him.
Right.
Right. And so just, boy, and especially with this recent thing of 5,400 plus emails that NARA has now described that he set up under three different aliases as vice president. And some of these names include things like Robert L. Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R.B. Ware.
These are aliases.
Yes, aliases to discuss business and government information with his son, Hunter. 5,400 records that the National Archives has identified.
Right, as part of this investigation into his corruption with Ukraine.
Right.
But check this out. On the Daily Caller, this just happened just yesterday. Biden asserts executive privilege to block the release of hundreds of emails. These emails.
Oh.
He's trying to use executive privilege to prevent them from discovery.
Wow.
From being entered in, subpoenaed as part of the investigation.
Well, isn't that something?
Abusing his own power to hide his crimes.
Yeah, even a communist would recognize that as the pure definition of corruption. And so, now we have a clip here. This was a clip with Karine Jean-Pierre doing a press conference with a very, very pertinent question asked from the press.
Seems like the hurricane response so far is robust. Did you guys realize that the initial Hawaii wildfire response was not that good? Or is it just easier for people to get help from the White House when the president is not on vacation?
So the premise of your question and the way you posed your question, I disagree, just for the record. If you were to do your reporting and speak to the governor of Hawaii, the senators of Hawaii, the folks on the ground, they would say that the president reacted in record time when it came to dealing with the wildfires, when it came to dealing and making sure that they got everything that they need on the federal level to deal with what was going on the ground. Let's not forget, there were more than 600 federal employees on the ground already to assist with the wildfires in Maui. So your question is wrong, it's flawed in many, many ways. And I would advise you to go speak to the governor and the local and state officials in Hawaii.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Record. Biden responded in record time.
Gosh.
Is that right?
Which record time is she talking about? Record time for him? Like, like it didn't take him half an hour to get from the bathroom to the press room?
There are a few things that I want to dismantle. Okay, first of all, 600 plus federal employees. Yeah, we've seen reports of them staying at the hotel $1,000 a night.
Right.
And when she says, I advise that you talk to local and state officials. Well, hold on a minute. The local and state officials only want you listening to their official little press releases. Don't talk to anyone else,
right. They
say. Yeah. Don't look at social media, they said. But when you talk to the people on the ground, not the local and state officials that are controlling the narrative, in this media blackout, I might add,
right. Because
how do you double check what they're saying is true? Well, the media, that's our watchdog. That's they report. Well, they can't because there's a media blackout pushed by FEMA under this administration. And so you can't verify what the local and state officials are saying. They won't allow journalists in there, but the independent journalists and the citizens being interviewed are saying they are not being helped for almost 2 weeks. This so-called federal help was being blocked, all this aid. It was a confusing mess, disorganized. The people were not, they were without basic necessities except for that which was being brought by local citizenry. The local citizens, the churches, the community jumped in to help their own, and that's where the overwhelming majority of this help was coming from. And $600 to a family, one-time check, is beyond insulting.
Right. Yep. No kidding. Well, and so just even the fact that, oh my gosh, she always covers very, very well for him. And she kind of reminds me of the 44th president who shall not be named in her manner of responding. In fact, she's probably special trained by him, but obviously they're just professional at lying. So,
is that part of their official training to start off every sentence with "so"?
Apparently.
So I disagree with you. So you need to talk to, so you need to do your reporting.
Right. Well, you know, his was always "look." And then right. So, "look, this is how it," you know, he'd always start everything with "look." So she had to figure out a different word than "look." So she picked "so," apparently.
So it was abysmal.
Yeah. And so it was the most pathetic response we've seen so far, and it's still suspicious on every count.
Well, they're also the same ones that are saying that illegal immigration is down by 90%.
Yes.
That the economy is recovering.
Right.
And we must do everything we can to support Ukraine. And right. You have to get your vaccines, and they're perfectly safe. Which, incidentally, kind of strange, the COVID vaccine tracking portion of VAERS was removed.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's just been removed, I think, at the end of July.
Oh, wow.
It vanished. So not tracking specific adverse effects of the of this FDA-unapproved jab that they're now getting ready to, you know, for round two of lockdowns.
Yep.
And so there, it's...
Well, exactly, because we've got a clip that we've got ready for tomorrow that's going to be addressing this very thing from WHO.
Yeah,
yep.
WHO.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, man, you be safe out there and have your head on a swivel and stay in prayer and stay in His Word. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.